different kind of moonshot. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden laying out the next steps in the cancer moonshot mission he started as vice president.
Cancer does not discriminate red and blue. It doesn't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Beating cancer is something we can do together. And that's why I'm here today.
Speaking 60 years to the day since President Kennedy pledged to put an American on the moon. President Biden speaking at the JFK Library. He's leaning on advanced research with a new government agency to help speed the search for cures. His goal is to cut cancer death rates by at least 50% in the next 25 years. Earlier, the president visiting Boston's Logan Airport to highlight infrastructure work around the country, while Republicans stay focused on what they call reckless spending, fueling inflation.
One survey found five consecutive times that more than 70% of Americans say our country is headed in the wrong direction. But that hasn't stopped Washington Democrats from calling the same disastrous play over and over and over again.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell ahead of the government's latest report on consumer prices tomorrow. The White House continuing to claim some credit for more than 80 straight days of declining gas prices. A steady stream of mourners paying respects to Queen Elizabeth as she lies in state at Scotland's St. Giles Cathedral. Today's tributes also including a vigil with her four children standing at the sides of her coffin.
In what many would consider a long overdue moment of modernization of the monarchy, Princess Anne became the first female to stand vigil at the side of a royal coffin. That is a very significant moment indeed.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in London, where the Queen will lie in state for several days beginning Wednesday. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A St. Louis teenager is shot and killed by police who say he ran from a crime scene last night and eventually reached for a gun.
St. Louis Metro Police say its undercover officers saw several people with guns at a gas station in North St. Louis. When they approached Daryl Ross, the 16-year-old ran into an alley and through a fence opening to get away. As officers chased him, they say Ross tripped and dropped his gun. As he reached for it, police shot him. Ross was taken to a hospital where he died. It has not been said what led officers to the gas station. The cops were part of an undercover drug intervention unit. The officer involved shooting is being investigated by the city. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
St. Louis has a new civilian oversight unit. Just getting reports that Amtrak is preemptively canceling trips on three long-distance routes because of a potential strike by freight rail workers. A cooling-off period ordered by President Biden in that freight rail contract dispute ends on Friday. Teachers remain on strike in Seattle.
Some 54,000 students in Seattle are missing class for a fourth day as teachers there strike for more classroom support and pay. After turning down the city's initial offer of a 1.1% increase over the state-mandated 5.5% cost of living raise. The Seattle Education Association saying that's not enough. Union leaders also want the city to hire more teachers to increase diversity. The SEA is one of many teachers' unions across the country that fought against the return of in-person schooling.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Off to a good start to the week on Wall Street, the Dow finished up 229 points, the S&P and the NASDAQ gaining more than 1%. The rally today led in part by tech shares. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.